Hey guys, it's Melissa here from melissaoatman.com. Welcome to another episode of Awaken Your Inner Awesomeness, the weekly podcast devoted to all things spirituality and self-improvement. I am so delighted you're here with me today. We have a very special guest. As most of you know, I do readings on TikTok, and I'm on TikTok quite a bit. And I like to scroll and I like to, look at other videos and other mediums who do readings. And I came across a medium that I thoroughly enjoyed. And so I just had to invite her to be on my show today. And so this is Katie from Guided Soul Katie. She does readings on TikTok and she's just so intuitive and a lot of her readings really hit home for me. So I wanted to have her on and just share her with you because I think she has an amazing ability and wonderful gifts. So welcome to the show today, Katie.
Thank you so much for having me and thank you for that lovely introduction.
Yeah, I love whenever I run into people who are just so genuine and you can tell that they have gifts because we both probably know there are a lot of people out there who are not genuine and who are just in it to try to scam people out of money. So when I find someone who really seems like they have a true gift, I want them to be able to share it with my audience and so people know, hey, this is a person that I can follow or go to if I really need, someone who is true and authentic. So I love that you do that and that you're out there on TikTok.
Thank you so much.
So why don't you tell us how you first realized that you had some gifts and what gifts you have, because I know every medium is different. I know the way I connect is just through channeling messages, but a lot of people connect in different ways. So when did you first realize that you had some spiritual gifts?
Yeah, I think I'm probably pretty unique in that I did not grow up having any sort of inkling that I had spiritual gifts. So if someone else did not grow up that way and they're an adult now and starting to come online to it, I want to normalize the fact that you don't have to know this since the time you were like 5 years old. It's okay to come online to it later in life. And it was really the past year where I actually was reading your website and I saw that there was something where you said you just woke up one day and realized like this can't be all that there is, And so I had some of those moments last year and ended up leaving my normal 9 to 5, going on this whole spiritual awakening. And as soon as I kind of opened myself up to the possibilities that I might have these gifts, they came pouring in. And it was definitely a little bit overwhelming at first. And, I don't know about you, but you definitely I went through the period of, am I just making this up? Why is this happening right now? Is this just in my mind? So it was a lot of trial and error and, it's still sometimes difficult for me to explain how I channel things because it comes so naturally to me. And I think it's probably like claircognizant where you just know something. Mm-hmm. But that's how a lot of my messages show up is I'll just kind of feel a presence, especially like from a past loved one. And I just no information about them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. That's kind of the way that I channel too. And I don't necessarily always channel people, but I'll just channel like a message that comes through. And same, like just like what you said, when it first happened for me, I would think, oh, I'm making this up. Until I would practice with people and try to get information about the other person. And I knew there was no way that I could know it because I would get things more like how they were feeling, which you can't look up on Facebook or, you can't look up any of that information. So what kinds of information do you get? I know you said that it's hard to explain how you channel, but what information comes through for you whenever you sit with clients or if you do like a TikTok video?
Yeah. So there are probably two camps and one is receiving messages from past loved ones. And then the other is receiving general messages from spirit guides, spirit teams. So when I'm channeling a message from a past loved one, it's actually really fun because I get to know their personality. And I think that's maybe something that is a little bit unique about my delivery is I think people can tell that I'm bringing forward the light and their personality of their past loved one through my channeling. And so I'll get a sense of what they were like, what the relationship is to the person that I'm reading for. They'll give me signs that they give them now, little cues of things that might have happened while they were still alive, and just sort of little bits and pieces of information that'll be confirmation for them. And then especially if it's something that's on TikTok, it's also coupled with a specific message that they want to deliver to that person. So it's not just about saying, hi, I'm here, just letting you know. There's usually like a reason of, hey, you need to give yourself some grace, or we want you to go for this thing, or, you know, be brave in this moment. So it's kind of a combination of all of those things. And then if I'm just channeling more for, you know, like from spirit guides, then I get really granular in terms of the current life circumstances of the person that I'm reading for. Mm-hmm. And that's more focused on like their current reality.
I know whenever I was watching one of your readings, I know exactly what you're talking about when you say that you channel the personality, because you describe the person. And I swear to you, I thought you were talking about my mom for sure. And you even mentioned like three songs that she always said were like, these are your songs. So I was like, oh my gosh, getting chills.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing is they can be messages for more than one person too. I mean, they're, you know, I think that's the really cool thing about spirit. When I channel sometimes is I know it's going to resonate for more than one person.
Yeah. And I'd love to explain that a little bit more, because that is a question that I get of like, how can this be so specific to me and also be for all of these other people? And it was definitely something that I did not understand at first. I actually just started getting these messages and putting them out before I even really understood how it was working. But the longer I did them, the more I understood that I, because I have opened up myself to these gifts, past loved ones will connect with me if they feel like my energy aligns with them and with the past loved one here. And then they kind of just hang out outside of my energetic sphere. It's not like they're always with me. And because they're really kind and they want to be like efficient with my time, they'll kind of organize themselves into groups. And so it's like mother figures who have these songs, who, you know, send yellow butterflies all kind of grouped together. And then when there's enough of them and it makes sense for the people on earth to receive that message at that time, that's when it comes forward into my consciousness. So it is, people do say like, how in the heck can this be so specific and be for so many different people? And that is how it's been explained to me, is they're very kind. They organize themselves in groups so that I can get it to a large amount of people, but still really feel like someone is, you know, opening an app and receiving a message from their loved one, which I think is like such a beautiful gift. And I feel really grateful that I'm able to give that to people.
Yeah, and it helps so many people too. I mean, to get the validation that, you know, their loved one is still with them and still watching them is just a wonderful thing. And I think so helpful to so many people, because grief is such a difficult journey and people struggle and get stuck in it. And just those messages of hope allow people to kind of move through it with a little more grace. So I love that you do that for people. I think that's so amazing. And how nice that they're kind and they kind of organize things. Don't you wish humans were that kind?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
So I have to ask you, when you first started opening up to these gifts, did it scare you at all?
Yes, in that I didn't want to do it, is basically like, as soon as they came online, I had this feeling in my gut that this is what I was meant to do, and this is the path that I was meant to take. And I was so upset by that, because I was on like a corporate girly track, you know, like just making my way up the corporate ladder. And then, you know, kind of similar to you, like woke up and was like, there's got to be more to this. And this was such a complete 180 from what I was doing, that it just, I had all this fear of like, what are people going to think of me? You know, I'm suddenly going to come off as this crazy person. I don't want to put myself out there on social media like this. Like, this is so scary. So it wasn't necessarily the gifts that scared me so much as what I could see, how I could see it impacting my life and how big of a impact it was going to have on my life. And I just kind of knew that. And then also, as I started putting it out on TikTok and seeing the impact that it had on people, that was a lot to take in too. And I received so many wonderful messages, but a lot of it is heavy, you know, grief and losing someone and hearing all those stories. So it definitely took a while to figure out how to protect my own energy with the gifts and also come to terms with the fact that this is my path. It is a good thing. It's not something to like, that I have to run away from. But I'd say those two things were probably some of the biggest hurdles to overcome.
Yeah. It's, if anyone is out there and they haven't channeled or done any kind of work like that, it's very draining. It's very, very heavy. And I agree with you. And I think it's a wonderful thing to do, be able to do. But it's also, it takes a lot of energy out of you when you do it. So when you started realizing then that you had these gifts, were there any kind of exercises that you did to help maybe develop them even further?
Yeah. So I think early on, honestly, when I think about early on, I'm like, ooh, I should get more disciplined in my rituals now because I was so disciplined then because it helped me so much, you know? But I was spending like 15 to 20 minutes a day just in like deep meditation. And I don't know why my closet in the dark really helped me like go inward, but that's where I would go. And I would just try and like clear my mind as much as possible and just open, really to any messages that my dad had for me. I connected a lot with my dad as well as my spirit guide. So that kind of helped me in terms of developing my path. And then once I realized, oh, this is something I'm meant to do for other people, I definitely now have a ritual of like tapping into that person's energy. I have a little notepad where I scribble and I have my hand over my heart and I close my eyes. So there's definitely like little things that help me tune in deeper. But in terms of like those very early stages, there's nothing that could beat just like deep meditation, silence on your own. And for me, for some reason, in my closet in the dark.
Well, that was your own sacred space, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever works, I have to say, whatever works is great.
Yeah.
So as you've been working with people, what's the most common message that you get? Because I'm sure there's probably a theme that you hear from loved ones as they come through, that they try to get to their loved ones, the messages that they want to send. What are the most common themes that you get that loved ones bring through for their relatives that have not crossed over yet?
Yeah. So there's a lot of, which is difficult, but a lot of people come and they just want to know for sure that their loved one is with them and they're skeptical and they see signs, but they don't necessarily trust that those signs are from their past loved one. And I also want to validate that because that's very much how I was. I was seriously the type of person that if a song came on a radio that reminded me of my dad, there were zero things in my mind saying, oh, that's a sign from my dad. I was like, it's just a song on the radio. You know, I didn't connect those two at all. And so I understand what it's like to be in that spot. However, when I can get people, you know, through their past loved one to just open up their minds to the idea that their past loved one is all around them all the time. And if we just move our logical mind to the side and allow the signs to come in, we will see them tenfold. That is truly, I think, what can have the biggest impact on someone in terms of their grief journey is just being able to move aside that logical brain and really open yourself up to everything that's around you. And if you've never done this before, I would encourage you to just do that for 1 week. Just do it for 1 week and see what comes through and see if it doesn't change your entire outlook on how you connect with your past loved one. And I'd say the other thing is definitely, definitely wanting to communicate that they are at peace. And if there was any unresolved feelings, if the person on earth, you know, wonders if they are upset about something that they did, like that comes through strong. And honestly, those can sometimes be like awkward messages to deliver, just like uncomfortable. But I do think that those are some of the ones that give people the most peace, because they have this conflict and they don't know whether the person would have been okay with what they're doing or not okay. And so just to kind of be able to like put them at ease. And also a lot of times past loved ones will come through and take responsibility for their actions on earth that they didn't necessarily do while they were here. And I see that quite frequently too, especially if there was kind of a tumultuous relationship. Mm-hmm. Someone will bring up like, hey, I wasn't actually able to see that experience as clearly, and now I can. And that also, I think, helps give people a lot of closure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely would. Have you ever had someone come through who maybe was the victim of suicide?
Yes, I have. And I have my own thoughts on what happens with suicide, and I definitely want to be respectful of anyone who has experienced that. So I'm not saying by any means that anyone has to prescribe to this, but from the individuals that I've channeled, what comes through is they knew that they were signing up for a really hard lifetime, but they didn't understand how hard it was going to be. And once their soul got here, it just became too much. And so they ended up, you know, choosing not to go through with the rest of it. That is how it comes through to me so far in who I've experienced. But I also want to be respectful of anyone who's experienced that in their life and their own views on that.
Yeah. I think that it's an interesting thing, because I had an ex-husband that my children's father who committed suicide, but it was almost like he knew that that was his destiny. Like he would just talk about it randomly, and it was really weird. It was interesting. And it wasn't until after I started going through spiritual awakening and doing all of the things that I was doing that I really looked into that more, and my beliefs on that changed a whole lot more than, you know, I used to be, oh, that's wrong, and you know, you shouldn't do that. And my views on that have changed significantly, because I realize, you know, hey, we sign up to learn things and to come here, we have these missions, and they don't always work out. And then we just have to, like, we have to learn again. It's kind of like repeating a grade, like you still have to learn it. So it will just come about in a different lifetime. But that's just so interesting. And it's so, I think, complex for our brains to understand.
Right. Yeah. And I also want to, I love that perspective that you have on it. And I also want to validate that we can never really know for sure. And I think there's a lot of things that will become clear to us, you know, when we pass, but they're a mystery while we're here. And so I don't fully understand, you know, destiny and fate and those types of things. But again, from what I've experienced, it almost seems like people have certain timelines that they're, you know, probably meant to pass around. And so maybe their exact way that they die is not like set in stone, but if it wasn't that thing, it would be something else. And so I hope that that can kind of give some people a little bit of comfort. If there's like a freak accident or something like that, it's like, if it wasn't that, it would have been something else. It was just their time. But again, you know, that's something that it's a beautiful mystery that we can't fully understand.
Yeah, that's true. I like to tell people, and I wrote this in my upcoming book too, that it's before we get here, we sign up for these classes. And it's like when you signed up for your college class, you thought, oh, this is going to be so interesting, and I can't wait to do this. Like I felt that way with philosophy. I just cannot wait. It sounded like such a grown-up class. I got there and I hated it. I was like, why did I do this to myself? This is the most boring class I've ever taken. And I think
Yes.
we do that here. Like, we sign up for so many things because we want to learn, grow, and evolve so quickly. And then we get here and we don't realize, you know, on the other side, we don't feel all the pain that we're going to
Right.
feel when we come here. So it's like we do all of that. We sign up for all of it and we get here and we're like, oh my gosh, what did I do to myself?
Yeah. And I truly feel like there's no greater in my, from what I feel, there's no greater pain or joy than what you can experience on earth. And I think that's why our souls are so eager to come here, is we get to feel these deep human emotions on a level that you can't feel anywhere else. And there's something so beautiful about that. But then we get here and we're just like, oh, I don't want the pain. I only want the joy.
Only with the good stuff.
Right. And so I do think that something that has, you know, kind of evolved in the last year for me that I'm really grateful for is being able to have gratitude for those deeper, heavy emotions like grief. Grief is so hard. It's so hard. It's so painful. And it's just recently I've become grateful for the fact that I even have the capacity to feel that, and I'm here and I'm able to feel that. And honestly, it doesn't really help take away the pain, but you know, it can kind of bring a different beautiful perspective to an otherwise very tragic and heavy situation.
Yeah, exactly. I always try to look at it as there was something to be learned there. You know, you learned some sort of lesson, your soul learned. And as you said, we want to come here and experience the beautiful things. Then we can be grateful for the beautiful memories that we're left with and the times that we did have, because, you know, some people don't get those at all. So that's, you know, that's a blessing in and of itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more. How are you working with people? And I know you put your videos on TikTok. So what do you, you know, what are you posting about? And in what ways do you work with people to help them?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a little bit in flux right now in terms of my one-on-one readings with people. So I have given Melissa a link. You can check it. If my books are open, you will see that you can book with me. If they are not, it will not be there. But I do have historically worked with people one-on-one, and I do find that I kind of have to take breaks here and there just because it can get draining. But I feel so energized by giving collective readings on TikTok. It just lights up my soul to see how many people it's able to impact and just brighten their day. So that's where I'm putting a lot of my effort right now. And then I also have my own podcast, Guided Souls, which is just, if you ever want to keep up with what I'm doing and like the roller coaster of the spiritual awakening and just trying to find your purpose and all the things, like it's a very raw, real, just interpretation of what I'm going through. And I find that in addition to the readings that I give, I think a lot of what has drawn people to my content in the past is my relatability, my honesty, my authenticity. Like, I'm never going to be the person to pretend like I have it all figured out. I'm always going to keep it 100 with what I'm going through. So I think that, a lot of people can relate to that and appreciate that there's somebody who's putting stuff out there, you know, helping people, but also being real with like the struggles that they're going through, because it can be easy to see these readers on TikTok and be like, oh my gosh, I wish I was just enlightened and had it all figured out. And it's like, when you meet those people behind the scenes, they don't have it figured out, you know? And so I think to just like be able to say that, can give a lot of people just a feeling of not being so lonely and you know, really feeling seen by someone.
Yeah, and anyone who tries to pretend that they haven't struggled or gone through all of those things, there's no way you go through spiritual awakening without going through struggle. In my book, it's one of the hardest things I think I've ever gone through, because you feel like you're going crazy half the time. You kind of shift away from people you were once close to, and like everything just sort of changes. And I know you said you shifted out of a career you thought was going to be your life. And same thing for me, what has been my life's career is not feeling like it's resonating anymore and it's not in alignment, that can be really tough to try to figure out and to navigate. So anyone who says they have it all figured out is definitely lying.
Yeah. Beware.
Yeah, exactly. Scroll on, because that person's definitely lying. But I think that's what makes it so great is people, if you've been there yourself and you've gone through the struggle, you can help people so much more because you know what they're going through and you have that empathy. And I think that that's really an amazing thing too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to shout out someone I had on my podcast, Shayla. She's at Lionessence on TikTok. And I'm sure this is a quote from somebody else, so I'm botching it. But she said to me, like, you only have to be one or two chapters ahead of someone to teach them your lessons. You know, you don't have to be books and books ahead. And often those are the people that like are able to teach the best are the ones who just went through it. So if anyone is feeling like, oh, I'm not equipped, I'm not, you know, I don't have enough experience, there's other people who could say this better than me, I would encourage you to really take a look at that and be like, well, I have a unique perspective. I just went through this. So sharing this could really help someone who's in it right now. And I can, you know, relate to this on a deeper level than someone who went through it a year ago. And I think not being an expert holds so many people back from just putting their views out there. And a lot of people have so much to add, but they're just afraid because they don't feel like they are an expert on a certain topic. But like, all you have to do is be an expert on your life and your experience, and that's it. And that'll be, you know, valuable to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps people so much to hear that they're not alone and that others have gone through the same thing. And any little thing that you said, hey, I did this, you know, there might be somebody out there going, hey, I'm going to try that. And maybe it will help
right.
them. So that's amazing. And that's the number one compliment I get from people listening to this podcast is just that how grateful they are that my guests and that I am vulnerable and we talk about what we've gone through, because that helps them to feel like they're not alone. And they know if we're sitting here surviving, telling these stories, that means that they can survive it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Do you have any last maybe words of wisdom for our audience members out there listening? Maybe something you've either heard from spirit as you've been channeling it, something you think would benefit the entire collective, or just something that you come up with that you think would benefit our audience. Is there any words of wisdom you'd like to share with us today?
Yeah, I actually have had something that's kind of been on my heart for the past couple of days. So this feels like a really beautiful place to share it and probably the place that I was meant to share it. But I just have this really big feeling of our spiritual gifts are not meant to be housed by certain people in society. I am a firm believer that anyone can tap into their intuition, that everyone has spiritual gifts if they want to unlock them. Honestly, I think anyone could connect with their own past loved one if they wanted to. And, you know, that's a whole other podcast, but it's just like, I don't prescribe to this idea that there are only certain people who have spiritual gifts and we have to go to them for help and guidance. I really think that if people want to explore their own gifts, that they are going to be the ones who will be able to move themselves forward in life. And yes, it's amazing to go see a medium or a reader or a Reiki healer, especially Reiki healer, you know, big shout out. But it's also like when you can learn to do that for yourself, then you're set up for life. So I would just encourage anyone who feels like, oh, maybe I have something, but I don't know, to really explore that, to give yourself credit, to not close your mind and say, oh, I can't have that. Who am I to think that I have that gift? Like, if you want it, there are spiritual gifts waiting for you. And do not let, you know, other people having doing it longer or whatever intimidate you, because you don't have to use your spiritual gifts the way that, you know, me and Melissa use them. You can use them just to benefit your own life, your own family. And I think it can really transform a lot of people's lives. And I would love to see more people step into their own spiritual gifts, because I do think we all have the capacity for that if we want to.
Yeah, I love that message. I think that is such an important message because you can help yourself, if nothing else, so much in your everyday life and struggle so much less because you start listening to and trusting the intuition that we are all born with. We all have. We all came with kind of a blueprint and we can tap into that, but most of us either don't know how or we've just forgotten how. And so that's it's always beneficial to work on honing your spiritual gifts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today and remind everybody. So your podcast is called Guided Souls Podcast.
Yep, just guided souls. Yeah.
Okay. And then you're also Guided Soul Katie on TikTok if anyone wants to follow you there. And I'll have all of these links in the show notes too. So you don't have to worry about trying to write it down or remember it. We'll have it in the show notes. But I want to thank you so much for being here with us and also just for sharing your gifts and doing everything that you're doing on TikTok and on your podcast for people because I think it's so incredibly important.
Thank you so much, Melissa, and thank you for the work that you're doing. I've listened to your podcast the past couple of days as well. I love what you're doing and all the, people that you're helping as well. So thank you for the energy that you're bringing too.
Thank you. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. You are also equally important because we would not be here without people like you listening to us and supporting us. So we really want to thank you for being here with us today. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. Please leave a positive review from wherever you're listening. And the greatest compliment you can pay me is to share this podcast with anyone you think might benefit. You can join us over on Patreon, where you'll see the live video of this podcast. And you can join for free for 7 days. We do free card readings each week, and I also have extra episodes of Awaken Your Inner Awesomeness each week. If you like it, you can stay. If not, no big deal. There is no obligation to stay with us. I hope you guys have a beautiful week. As always, I am sending you so much love and light, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.